tshuva that says very little. It says that he doesn't want to say it, basically. Side of being, since as you already have learned that Shidin Kiyim is a halacha only for Zobo, not for Nida, and it's only a Chumra Shechmiru, the Nose Yisrael Alatzvon, the Chumra Rabzeira. Don't hear us last week. Then why isn't it open to the umbrella klal in the Rabbonon, the Mokom Tzar Lagozo Rabbonon, Mokom Hefsin? In other words, you have an ability then to put together a Shitas Lekula and to be matter a woman in the issue that he hints at, the Mokom Pir Vidya, meaning a woman undergoing infertility treatments, and where the time of ovulation is such that it would be important for her to be able to get to the mikveh a little bit earlier. And lays down what is really a universal call among all the poskim, that the Zayin Kiyim are immutable, immovable. We do not ever allow ourselves any coolness, even though it's only the Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon is only Kiyim. It's important to know Allah for the Maisa. Second tshuva that I didn't give the whole one on there is also worth commenting on. You can see the look up the rest of the tshuva yourself, as you know, there. And that is, many times a woman needs treatment which involves a cream, suppository, usually in case of vaginitis, vaginal infection, and so on. And you can't possibly make a bidika of hefsek tahara with it, so you have to wash it out at the douche. Or sometimes a douche is recommended in itself. And the question is that really make it impossible to make a hefsek tahara, because you don't know whether during the time that she douched with a quantity of water, whether there was a tipas dam which was washed out, and therefore bdika later is inconsequential. Because the whole idea of a bdika later is the assumption that if it was there before, I'll find it now. And if you know, if it was there before, you couldn't find it now because you douched. You don't have that. We allow a woman to douche as long as there's an adequate lapse of time between the douche and the bedika. Generally, what we've been using is relatively arbitrary, but it's consistent to follow to have a shita that a douche has to be at least 2 hours of normal activity before bedika. In other words, douche, say if you make a bdika at 7 o'clock in the evening, then she can douche sometime before 5 o'clock and not go to sleep, not lie in bed, but engage in normal activity, so there is no danger that at the time of bdika there be any quantity of liquid inside. Brings us to the sugya of estos, one that's most complicated. Thank God our women don't behave exactly the way Chazal say, so it gets a little bit easier. The Gemara and Nida Dafter Zayin and Amar Aleph records the Machlokes, whether they're stores, the Aisa, they're stores, the Rabbon. Most Rishonim and Paskim, they're stores, the Rabbon. And the key concern is, as we'll see, if Ova Vesta Volo Bodka. How strong did that chazoke show they are this man of war? In other words, chazoke is mevare, chazoke is a biru, and if you mevare the shayla, did she see dam or didn't see dam at the time when the vesit is supposed to be, as we see what that means, he told the Sora Daraisa that if Lo Bodko B'Shas Vesta, then she must assume that she's a nida, even though she didn't see anything. If I was Sora Sarabanon, then you're supposed to make a B'dika at time of Eset. Make a B'dika, Lo Bodko is also good. It picks up, it comes up in many, many halachas, halachan amaisas. But if following the Odeya, I hope that the people are doing the Shachan Tazas regularly. It's an area of halacha that every person has to be a little bit more comfortable. You can't have a resident of to answer all shaylos. There has to be a whole area of halacha which are no shaylos. Well, you know, so if you know, there's no shaylos. No mitzvah to go bother a rabbi unless you have a suffix. If you have no suffix, then essentially there is no shaylos. Oh, my notion. You have the text in front of you? Your day, what?
Tor or Shafnar?
Huh?
Tor or Shafnar?
Shafnar. You have to do it. You have to know a little bit more. So he makes a strange assumption that everybody learned the Gemara and everybody understands the Machlokes in the Gemara, and the Tor picks up from that point by making this planting references to the Gemara. It's all lifo shereisha ona kodim levesta. Rov anoshe neishtem vestos lirus bizman yedua. Kazan may esem long esem yom. I told you that's unusual. Kazan is there where women marry. Basically, when they already have entered puberty for a number of years, so that they are in what's called an anovulatory cycle. Where they're menstruating, but really not ovulating yet. That's where they have a very short cycle. Once a woman begins to ovulate, usually the cycle is what the Gemara calls, or what the Shorah Paskins is, on the baininess of 30 days. So sure that norm, not average, but norm, know the difference. The norm is that people have two legs. The average man has 1.9 legs. Average is those without legs or one leg. Yeah. Norm is what most people are. The norm is 30 days of the sea. Omi lamid yom le lamid yom. V'chal isha shesh la vesek kavua. Then bo leo shelo b'shat vesta. Vein et sicha b'diko l'fnei tashish. Gam ein lo lahachmin li begatzmo lo lifnei tashmish lo lacha tashmish sho ye libo nokta. Man sees the wife making the vikas, begins to be concerned. Maybe she's a teacher, a hadosha. Therefore, Isur Kores is a great deterrent to romanticism. Rambam, for anoshim, Rambam in Peridala Rochetes, for anoshim, Yeshem Veset, the Chazoko, Shesha Veset, the Cheskas Tahairo, the Baleim, Achetomolo, Timeani, O Acher, tools are nido b'shuno sema. Something which you see a little bit of a stira in Mataloch assumes that this is a very private business and nobody knows whether a woman's in need or not. But the Gemara speaks about that she wears the godim that are yuchodim the nidosel, so that the women know when that's what it means, who's the nido b'shuno sema. Hola bailo dina sacheres v'nicha tahora. Kishayovo and Tsoch Rishola, Afila Motsu Yishena, Hariza Mutu, Lovo Lea, Shlobo, Onas Vesta, Vena Hoshe Shema Nigahi. Two halachas here. One, the Nemonus of the woman, right? And two, that Chazoka holds. He left her the Chesasara, and the Sophic Ishi. May or not, it was a chazoka. She has a cheska star over here. The minicha nido, so she has a cheska asurla bailo. Right? Then she's asurla lo, achetoma lo tahorani. Learn the Mechaba first. Basically, what Mechaba is repeating the Rambam. And here. You got it. Derech b'nos yisrael, derech b'nei yisrael, b'nos yisrael le'olam, libdok atzmam achat hashmi. Ketza, mekaneach ish atzmo b'matlis nechon olo, mekaneach ish atzmo b'matlis nechon olo, nechon olo, v'ron b'n shen avos adam b'chas hashmi. Mechaber doesn't mention it. Aber shalom b'shas tashmish on us, kalama ben nidlo v'ezim shabachas, yeah. But no mention, it says what? Ein asich ad dikul l'tnei tashmish. It doesn't mention anything about achat tashmish. So we must assume that the Mechaber did not accept the Rambam's chumre, that achat tashmish, you always have to make a b'dikul. Shem avoso, what are they afraid of? As we'll see soon, there's a concern that a woman shouldn't be a voer machmas tashmish. This is not what the Rambam means. It means to say that the shas tashmish, she can become a nido and not know. But what happened, he just said, you can go away for a year, and if you left her a year ago, the chesed sahara, you assume she's the chesed sahara. And you know about that, she went through a few cycles where she's a suva lebayah, right? This is a special chumra that Rambam sees, that tashmish itself can induce nidus. It's not called roh adam machmas tashmish. Because she's roh adam machmas tashmish, then she'd be a suva lebayah le'olam after seeing three times machmas tashmish. Is that what he means? There's dual factor here. There's a concept of Ho'odam Machmas Tashmish, there's a Ho'odam B'Shas Tashmish, which is a regular nidus that can come about B'Shas Tashmish, but it's not Machmas Tashmish. It's an enigma what the Rambam is concerned with. Halacha L'maase, we don't pass like the Rambam in this case. We don't require B'dika, not Lifnei Tashmish, and not the Akatashmish, as long as she's a woman who has a Veset Kabua. That's the key. Rambam also disagrees with the Rambam, more disagrees with the Rambam. In Tezayin, Hatsnuos, Eino Mishamshos, Achiyivdiko Asmam Tchila Kodem Tashmish. The Isha, Shema Veset Asuro, Veshamesh Achetidlo. When Roa has Shema Libo Nofo, we don't do such things. Right? He also doesn't mean there, what's it, the Tei Bala? Do it at a time when the Mithne Kashmir doesn't mean immediately when the husband is here, could be dead. Don't know what the Rama doesn't come in Kamehameha. But clearly he learned Pshat in the first Mishnah, like the Mechaba does. Kalayada Malba Lido, the notion of Yushuvakas, right? That it's not only the Tahara, only for Kala and Tumor and so on.
That's also for Isur Nido as well.
Shas Vesta, back to Machaba. Here's where we have this big machokis. One that really Chumra was accepted pretty well. The whole process you saw. The Shas Vesta, so a free push remena on Achas. Whatever Vesta means, some Benin is 30 days. And she sees on the 30th day, then that day, she's asuro all day. Mishas Vesta tzor lipo meno ona achas. Velo mishar kebos, ele mitash mishamita. Ele mitash mishamita bubad. Imu biyom, what does ona achas mean? Polish remena oso hayom kubo. Afilu ima besed besofo. Umuto miyad belayla shalachov, right? V'chein imhu bitchiloso porish kolayol umuto kolalayla shalachonov. V'chein hadin imhu belayla porish kolalayla umuto biyom shalachonov alachov bein shekovo vesed degimu pomim over pam achav. Let's explain that a minute.
Kediyas ha-vesed has two ways in the Gemara.
Here's what Esther is, whatever was last time will be today. Whatever was last month will be this month. Then the not that concept of Besed Kavua, whatever happened three times will happen again. But there, you have another halacha. That whatever happened three times will happen again, again, and again, and again, until it's broken by three of these which are against that Besed. In other words, you have to be mafia that this. You have to break the vessel. Because the last year, whatever it is, whether it's haploga, number of days apart, or the Yom HaChodesh, whatever it was, will be again. In other words, you really establish a chazaka with one time. You always worry about the last year. If last three years were the same, then you have a woman where the woman became a woman sheyesh lo vesed. By seeing once, ein lo vesed. But you choshishin for the chazoka of the previous vesed. Okay, is that clear? Got that right? One second. Look in the shach. You realize the Shach points out that there's a chumre and a non-chumre of ona achas kodem ona sadeset. Ona achas kodem ona sadeset, he says, in order to answer a question on the old Zahua, he says, really depends. If a woman can see any time during the day, including the beginning of the day, then the own achas asur for the vesta must be the night before. If, however, she doesn't see in the beginning of the day, but she sees sometime during the day, then according to the Machaba, it's enough to be polished that day. There you have the Abiyosov. The Chumra is a nominal. At any time, if she sees by day, then she's a Asura Labayla that day plus the night before. The night after, Chazoke Orer Bezman Obo, and since the guest didn't show up, she's Mutela Sabayla. So really, there are, but the Shach, it's only really for to answer Akasha and Ozurua, points out that there really may be a kind of compulsory owner Achaz Hasomach owner Sadeset. That's when she could see sometimes in the early part of her owner. Then she asked of the owner before. But we paskin, even if she sees normally sometime during the day, or even towards the end of the day, she got Asur Abayla that day, plus the night before. Likewise, she sees by night, she got Asur that night, plus the day before. So that Onas HaVesa becomes 24 hours, not 12 hours. That's how we pass through the halacha. You want to ask something? Who has hand up?
If she's during the Ona, where his congress that is, and she doesn't see, and she's no Riyah, and she's in Tarash Baila that night, is there any issue for her to do the Ha after Tashmish that night?
What kind of woman are we talking about? The ideal woman?
The ideal woman?
What are you talking about? Is she an Isha that Shoshana's Vesta? I'll have in a minute. In other words, yeah, she has Vesta Kavua. 30 days, 31 days, 32 days, 33 days, 29 days on time. The woman that the Gemara and the Halacha talks about is a woman that once was. It's a woman that most likely lived in an idyllic community where there was no more focus, everybody was happy with each other, kind of people living in the town of Luz, living all over there. Malachimovic didn't show up even, there was no tension, so where a woman could have a best of Kavua. Mother considered Esa Kavua not only at the exact same day, but the exact same hour of the day. You don't see that. We'll soon see. The Gemara comes in with new age women. Right? Women who want to compete with men, right, and therefore suffer all the tensions that men do. Why the women wanted to compete, they had an idyllic life, but this is what it is, yeah.
You already just mentioned the way we paskin as far as Ona Samach Laona Festa. Is that taking into consideration the Or Zeruah? So can everybody just clarify one more time how we paskin?
We paskin Ona Achas HaSamach LaVesta, but we call Vesta the 12-hour period. Whatever the 12-hour period in which she normally sees, she does so on the Bible, the 12-hour before.
That's not the Chumra of the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah sits on a 24-hour period.
Okay, in a minute. We'll come to that. Okay. Gotcha, quickly. A theoretical tradition. There are women who have physical signs of impending menstruation. It doesn't mean she has goof when she's menstruating, but a woman may have bellyache, quite common. May have tenderness in the breast, and she knows that the best that she'll menstruate within 24 hours. It means the Vesa Kavua. Vesa Kavua meaning the time interval between Hasim and Aguf and the onset of menstruation is fixed. Then she doesn't have to worry about the Ona Achas HaSamucha LaVesa. As if she has a Bidika. We treat the Vesa Aguf as a Vados. So if you know, then before that, there was no such shayla. As if she made Bidikas constantly and knows that she's not become a Nida because she knows Vadai that 24 hours after the sin and that she becomes a Nida. That's the reason that we're not talking about Shia Aguf.
Because
she has to have a Simon. That's the reason three times.
Let me get to the point that needs
to answer your question. Isha Shemeshan is Vesta. This is the normal woman today. Isha Shemeshan is Vesta. Lahagdim Bezo Gimel Yomin. Oh, the Acha Shemegia is my Vesta. So, Flipush Mimeno Bezo Gimel Yomin Kodim Oacho. This becomes a difficult problem to solve. Isha Shaina Roa, the Prophet New Dal Yemen, Achatulosa, Abo Lacha Yudal Yemen, Eno Keva, Adu Dal Yom, Dino Kidin Isha Shesho Vesel. That is Kupke Zayat, Kupke Bob Gimel. Is that a variance of what the Ramah just told you?
According to the Ramah, that's not so. It means that a very normal woman today, Yudal Yom Achar Tfilosa, which means a cycle of 26, 27, 28 days. Right.
It says, after that, she's considered to be Anisha Sheyeshla Besit Ad Yom Yudalit. And after that, she Isha Sheyla Besit. Well, what's the halacha of the Isha She'en Lo Vesek? Isha She'esh Lo Vesek. And Kofod Al Aleph, right? You don't have to worry. What about an Isha She'en Lo Vesek? Isha She'en Lo Vesek. You see, you need to find a place, right?
Shar Nashim, Sarikas Bedika, Tet, is it Tet? Yes. Should he a Vesta? Abra Vesta, the low Vodka, low Harnisha, Tahara?
Oh, that's.
And someone else? Okay, sorry.
That's the way. So the Isha Shesha Vesa. Okay. Isha Shema Vesa. Needs a Bidikra, Kevin Tashkash.
So why not learn Shat
in Kupay Bog? What does it mean to say is, Isha Shena Roa Papas Mikyu Dalad Yom Achat Filosa, Yeshla Vesa Kavua. Ain't no Keva, right? Only Achat Yu Dalad Yom. But she has Aloha of Isha Sheshla Vesa.
So a woman who sees 28, 29, 30, 31, 40, some women skip a whole menstrual cycle, fine. It presents a problem.
During that period of time, she's an Isha Shema Beset. But what's wrong with having a Chazoka Lo Pochus Me? We talk about Chazoka. If a woman three times sees 28, 29, 30, she's Huzak that she will not see on 27. Three times she answers the question, will you be a Nika on 27? No. Three times I was Kodeya that 27 not, 26 not, 25 not. Only Kodeya the what? It will not be less than 28. It could be more than 28. Therefore, I can learn shots in the book, and that's how sure that's how Paskin, that's how
Paskin Aloha Lamaisa.
If you in Chelik Beis Yerodeya, Samazayim, the Isho Shemeshanis Vesta, Lahagdin Bezo Gimel Yomim, the Bia Dibri Haramah.
Worth the effort to go through a long tshuva, one of those that have anachim, many people living on the limb, right? Lochei Nedina. Ain't lano ever lahakshiv yomim elu teacher ain't lageset latiro l'shami bebiko puts me yom shem also go back home. Okay. With us, therefore, how we don't chat with him more. There's no chat with him more. Isha she l'shamish vesta. Up until the time that she is the Shana Zesta, that three period, 3 days, Yimor, Dali Yomim, right? She's a Yisho Sheshul Vesa. Yes, that's a Kavua. Therefore, it doesn't mean Bidikas.
During that period of time where
we don't know, you have to worry about the last year. And then there she's a Sula Baiwa, Omaha Summa Vesta. We treat the last year as a Vesa. And then after that, since she's now classified as Isha She'ema Vesit, she needs a Bidika Kredit Tashmish.
Got that clear again? In other words, we establish a Chazoka of Lo Pachas Mei.
Lo Pachas Mei, you've got it. In this case, Chok Vesio. So up in that time, Isha she yesh lo vesit kavua. Yesh lo vesit kavua ain a choshish during a period of time when there is a suffix where it could be that so we worry about the last of it, whatever previous vesit was for the last time, whether it's yomim or it's a choshish. Shaili is what about bimun? And somewhere in Isha she ma vesit. Right? But on a bainanis, she has to worry about. Even though you worry about her last year, you also have to worry about on a bainanis. All you have to worry about Shoshi, the norm.
right? So here, take a look at the Shach Kuf Pei Tes Simen Mem Gimel.
Rebbe, you mean that if she doesn't see by a Beinonis because it's not Kavua, we assume already that she has to be in that...
Let me put it a little differently. We'll soon learn that a woman, Shaina Besset, always has to worry about Yom Shloshim, the Besset Beinonis. That's have to say, give the same case. A woman who sees 26, 31, 34, does she have to worry about Onavenis? Apply the same logic, halakhic logic, that we just did. If she sees three years, that's not Yom Shloshim, should we not say, is it right? Hublo Hadobo, that 30 chosen it. She's no longer an Isha Beinoni. So by three times of not saying Shoshin, Matzah Shoshin, three times not saying a Besset Kavua. Shoshin isn't worse than a Besset Kavua, isn't more powerful than a Besset Kavua. People have criticized the Tshuva of Maishreya by saying the Shach disagrees. Look at Kuf Pei Tes Mem Gimel. I'll show you how you have to learn careful shot or something.
If she has three times where she sees the 27, 28, and 29, and the fourth time she sees the 25th. So what would we do?
She has no best of the way. You won't worry about the last three.
What, I thought we need three times... of a non-Besset Kavua to knock off her Besset Kavua that she had in the original time.
She didn't have Besset Kavua. She had
three Besset Kavua for the 26, 27, 28. So he's never less than the 25th.
Right.
And then the fourth time, she sees on the 24th.
Fourth. So you always worry about the last year. Last year you always worry about. You'll need 3 years to change your assumption that she doesn't see it. The 425. The same logic. So that now Besset Kavua, to break that Besset Kavua, right? But the last Besset always, as I explained before, there are two Besset Kavuas, right? The Besset Kavua that requires Gimel Komen to break it, and the last three, which is she's Koveya, kind of a Chazokia, that Chazokia holds until she breaks that Chazokia. Right?
With the Ramatas, you have to wait 2 or 3 days before after. Does that mean completely simple? Like an Ona, Samo, or is it just a duplicate?
Sorry,
please.
Samo,
Samo,
Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo, Samo,
okay,
look at the Shachet. Good example of how you have to carefully count the words or the days. Pick up the Kuf Pei Tes, because you can't learn Kuf Pei Daled without learning Kuf Pei Tes. They really go together. Why the Machab is separated, I don't know. Look at Tes Vav. Shinso Viyosa Vahishra Osa. That's a woman, Shoyo La Besko Besa Kavua. Now she changed. Pamachas Yom Lamed, Hashemin Lamed Beis, Pagimun Lamed Daled, Neka Besa Tavisho, right? Whatever her Besset was before. Vein la Besset klal. Vim chazra biyom ha Besset harishon. Chozer le kviyusa. one time is enough to bring back the old Esek. That's also a chumrah, right? V'yos ha-rishon. V'choshesh lo tomid, av-shakim imeno sholosh pomid. The Esek Kavua has in it another component of chazokah. And if she had a Esek Kavua, and then she changed her Esek, and once she goes back to the original Esek, then we assume she's back to where she was. That's a special chumrah of the Esek Kavua, right? Look at the Shach Ben Gimel. Ein la Beset Klau. What? Shinsa, right? She had a Beset, and three times she broke that Beset. So Ein la Beset Klau. Miu Fasheshes la Ploga Achona. As I told you, but the last year, she always worries about. But not Ein Beset Klau. No. Beset Klau means she wouldn't have any owner. Just needs a Bedikah, pray to Tashmish. But no, this one has an owner, Sabesit. The very last one, I told you, that always is treated like a chazokah. Therefore, Choshez Afogachon, Haino Liyom Lamedalit. In the case given, she saw, like she had a Besit Kavua now, which was other than Lamed Beis Lamedalit. Now she broke that Besit, but Lamedalit was the last thing she saw. So 34 days after the last year, she has to assume that she'll become a nid again. Oh, kosa be Beis Yosef, u'shar achonim, y'choshesh l'ona beinunis. Rabbi, said to Rabbi, I'd ask him, Shil, what are you people, what were we taught in the secular part of the yeshiva, in your history course, Jewish history, what's the boundary line between the Shonim and Achonim? Do you see the Shach refers to Beis Yosef as Arachon? Right? Okay, here's where it was at. Bongi Achonim or Beis Yosef still Arisho? Anyone know? I didn't remember what it was. Huh? Money Plague. The Money Plague is a... Yeah? I'm thinking of why, but... Not a nice association. Yeah. Choshesh she'ona beinus. Vayne kesatz adam. The hainu limei achodesh. Then in chol yom ledalit shalot tezov achodesh. Achal yom tezov achodesh. Shesh gam kein yom lamedalit. Right. She has to worry about the last ziyah lamedalit, and also to ona beinus. But what about that isha? In Pei Dalet, right? What about the Ramos Isha Shemeshana's Vesta? Does she have to worry about Ona Beninus also? In other words, in the case I give you, if a woman has a Vesta, that's how we refer to it, about Pochos Mei Chok Chesyom, and after that, there's a gap, right, of days. Fine. So, according to the more, if we accept the shot of the egos, you have to make a bdika quite attached. But not on your mamid. If your mamid is treated as what? As the owner of Beninus, then that's our owner, that's a vesit, and owner has some of our vesit, Yasur Labaila. So, this is Yasur Labaila and Yom. Lamed or Yom HaChodesh Lamed, the way the Shach writes the word, right? And the night before. And the true Benigros, it just says, she's treated like an Isha Sheila Beset. She's a big Israeli pastor. What all the meaning? So people said it's not my fault. I just need to take care of his daughter, not his sugars. They blame me. I get calls, letters, what? How could the Shach pass in that way when the Shach disagrees? Okay. Take a look at the case of the Shach. What case is the Shach referring to? she saw, right, if they test, right, what's the case? What's the case given? The machaber. The case of the shak, right. She saw Leon Lamed, Vasheni Lamed Beis, Vagimel Lamed Dalet. She never broke Lamed.
Right.
Had he said she saw Leon Lamed, Vasheni Lamed Beis, Gimel Lamed Dalet, Vagavi Lamed Hey, then you have three times where she's hukva that she doesn't see on the 30th day. But the case that the Bechavah gives is she did see on the 30th day. Therefore, Yechosh is on the Beinus. But she never broke on the Beinus. You need a Chazokia that she's not on the Beinus. She lost a Chazokia, she had a Chazokia, no problems for you that in 28. And now she has a Chazokia of what? Of an Isha, she has a Peskas Isha Shema Vested. He's a Bedeekah Prayton Tashmish. What about an Yom Lamed? You have to worry about Yom Lamed? What's the word on Yom Lamed? You have to worry about Yom Lamed Dalet for this last year. You have to worry about Yom Lamed because it's on a vein in this.
Well, like we said in the Ramah, because you had 3 days before, 3 days after.
No. Follow me. Look at the shot again. What do you say? That's a potion Shalamed Dalet. And also, the Rishon says that the potion is on a vein in this. Why did the potion on a vein in this case? Because you never broke on a vein in this. She entered a period of Eilu Vesed. Now, would you say, if she saw three times, not on Lamed, she'd have a Chazokia, she doesn't see all the Beinus. But the case given in the Machabah, she never saw three times not Lamed. She saw twice not Lamed. She saw Lamed Beis and Lamed Dalet. But she saw Lamed. Therefore, she never broke an Ona Beinus. And one Beinus is, that's what the Shach says, there's not a variance Shem was talking about a case where she saw three times not on Lamed. Three times not on Lamed. Just like she's hooked for a vessel that will puffus me 28 days, she's also hooked for a vessel that she's not an Isha Vaininus. Because she saw three times not an Isha Vaininus. She's an unusual, a special hook. Okay?
So in other words, she can't be farish for her husband one ona and then say she's tahar the next period. She's chayshis for each time.
Correct. No.
Each day she's chayshis. No.
No. That's how most people run shot in the Ramah. That's what the Ramah means to say. Isha Shana's vested, so look your men of Beis will give me on a code of
Alachol.
That's
what I thought.
Whatever it is. Kodem Achav before her normal vested, or after her, but I know what it means, actually before her normal vested, she's the Shadda's vested, he no yomim. Right? Then she has to be Polish, according to the way most people don't chat them off, that whole period of time, she has to be Polish, we treat the Gimel yomim as an onas ha-vested, she has to be Polish, on achas ha-somach ha-vested, that whole period is onas ha-vested, after that she tells the Bible. But that's not the way the eagles are trapped, and that's how halacha l'maisa the shia paskin in those cases. That during that period of time, it sometimes could be more than days of gimel yom. Women where the variation could be as much as 5-6 days, and then you get. Usual cases, which we'll have later on, where she could skip a whole period and then didn't worry about what every now and then she skips a period so that she sees the 40 days or the 45 days. That whole period of time is a Surah Levaila because that's Mishana's Vesta from her Vesta Kabul, and now she's Mishana's Vesta. Difficult to process it like this.
Now we have a new
common child. Yeah. someone does something, that's misalik the vessel.
Okay. We have a
motto how to treat that. Okay. Pick up the machabel and cook the dummy. Continue the machabel. So the machabel only has onus arrested itself, and dalit, in fact, cook the dummy. Pick up vote. Hey is the cooler of the machaber. We don't pass now. We pass in on achaz hashama for this as also. Look at both. What's called vessel? A simple definition, dictionary definition. The nimshech has days of gimel yomim shushata hashama galefes. In modern reality, in the reality today, Roshim should be a vessel nimshech, right? Dalet. Hey, above yomim, most women stay for 5 days. What's a vesed? Vesed is oleh bezman abos. So I know you get into trouble. Last time she saw her menstrual period started on Aleph b'chodesh, and she saw dam for 5 days. Each day she has a clear vesed that day she's a day when blood will come. No, nonsense. That's the day when blood came. There's a concept of coming. The fact that she still bleeds doesn't mean that each day is hukwa as you may of haskolas avesed. Therefore, invested in shach bezo gimayomim, sheshofar sobez alefes. A lot of blood, little blood. Most women of menstruation, they start off a little blood, then it picks up, and then it slows down. That means shofar is a lot of blood, because Zalefes dribbles a little bit. Ain't a sikhalif, which alone are Rishona Shalabesid. Now, when Niftach Mekola, the onset of the Besid is what's called the Besid. You don't go with the, oh, but this day was a day last year, month, 3 times already, she saw on Beis and Gimel and Dalet and Hei B'chodesh. That's not, that she saw on Beis, Gimel and Hei because she saw on Aleph. It's Aleph that is the cause. And therefore, Oreach Bezman Obo is a guy who came for dinner and stayed on for 3 or 4 days. Okay? President Lincoln supposedly had a sign in his guest room. Guests, like fish, stink after 3 days.
So, Rebbe, you're saying this is still a kavua, and it's only the first, he's saying only the first vest, that's it.
Okay? If next month that onset day was passed and you see, then muteres. Right.
Sorry,
now we have
the
problem.
Okay. Wait, the halachic rule of Pasokia. I want to know the third day of Tishrei. Whether she's a sumo or bio or not. I say, well, third day of Tishrei, last month she was a sumo or bio. The month before she was a sumo or bio. The month why? Because she began menstruating on Aleph b'chodesh. So Gimel b'chodesh is a sumo or bio. So now she was a sumo or bio. But no, she didn't see Aleph b'chodesh this month. She's pregnant. Right? She's not going to see. If you go with the rule of Kazoki that each day made it so that no. Let's go that way. We understand the physiology that the only reason she saw Dam on Gimel is because she saw Dam on Aleph. But this month she didn't see on Aleph, but she won't see on Gimel either. Got it? Okay.
Here's where the birth control pill moko is. How you pass it? There are circumstances that take away the fear of menstruation or the possibility of menstruation. In the Gia Vesta we made Buga, Mishahuka Ubwa, O be may many kosa, shahain chov dalet chodoshim, we shall know that havlad. Afilu mes havlad, and so lifter samak la vesta, afilu besok vesta muterel polo vidika. That's how sure they were that she's musolekes be done. And so there's a lot of maisa, sweetest, so these, so that Maria said, when it be made many kosa, when she's nursing, when she's pregnant, of course, we make them more than you would other times. This business of Chov Dalet Chodesh, just side comment. This study was done in Uganda, published in Science in 1989. Tremendous study. There's a tribe that separated because of they got crowded, and some moved up the mountain, and some stayed in the valley. And up the mountain became sheep herders. And those in the valley remain farmers. And as happened, the ones who remained farmers had an adequate supply of food. One became sheep herders, suffered malnutrition, couldn't make a go of it. Study was done that showed that the women who gave birth and nursed their children didn't get back their menstrual cycle until 24 months among the sheep herders. Among the farmers, we came back in 9 months. Okay. In other words, most likely this washing is ineffective, malnutrition, poor nutrition. We feed our wives too well. We didn't have that 24-hour window there. But most women will begin menstruating 9 months, 10 months, after giving birth, and some earlier than that too. You want to prevent that, you have to stop them for a year or two before you become pregnant. Nevertheless, we have this chazoke, right? It's called She'isha Musolekes Nidami. That's another chazoke. Chazoke are a psychological stress is Musolekes Nidami. Hosa nechbas the machba, b'nei pachad, b'diya shas vesta, eina choshesh eslo. We're showing that the lechatilo she should make a b'dike, but if ova vesta v'lo batcho v'lo gisha, t'ora b'lo b'dike.
On
the tape. Unfortunately, we have a lot of confirmatory evidence for that. During the Holocaust, members of my shul who survived the Holocaust by hiding out in a tunnel. They dug a tunnel, put up. I won't mention any names, but one of the common yeshiva, they were a well known mythologist in the Bronx, who didn't learn to speak until he was 4 or 5 years old, because he never heard a human voice for the first 2 years of his life. His mother testified that she was not a leader during that whole period of time. Stress is Masalekes of Adamant, well established. Medically correct. That is a real ground of it. Constant stress will cut off the menstrual cycle. Menstrual cycle, that's why it's such a complex control over the menstrual cycle, because other things, other than the, what should be, the hormones of the ovary. That's not the only one that's involved. The adrenal glands are involved, pituitary is involved, etc., etc. Therefore, we don't have normally such a child. But see, in treating that Chazal knew about it, unfortunately, but they also experienced problems, attacks where people had to hide out for long periods of time in order to survive. Much of the cave structure in the area of Tekoa, in the soil, were largely inhabited caves that you have an opening where you rise that waste basket and you come into a cavern room for 20, 30 people and so on. All dug out of soft rock in that area. Yeah?
Is that a safeguard of the body, meaning that a person who's, a woman who's stressful, like, she shouldn't try to take drugs to, cause maybe that her body, maybe like...
You should try to take drugs to overcome the stress. Or maybe her husband should take drugs so he wouldn't put her under stress. That's the answer to your question, Moshe. We have other things that are masekas midam. Do you accept that lahalacha? Of course. If a woman is hovza, but she takes the pill and she doesn't see, she misses her besek, she does not see when she takes the pill. If hovza gimel from it, right? Then we accept it. The trouble with the pill is that it doesn't work that way. Usually only begins to work after hovza. So sometimes it takes longer than that to get a chazoke that she's about, that she needs a second done. Because most women who start taking the pill, the first, second, and usually third month, will spot that spotting, when one had a menstrual flow, she will not be shofaz, she'll be mezalefes, right? Or she'll be a neder. So therefore, 3 months is not enough, 3 months on the pill to give a chazoka that she's going to select as the government. So you have to have 3 months in which she sees nothing, right? More than that, because the pill causes spotting, okay? What the pill does is send a message to the brain, to the pituitary gland, that we have enough hormone. That hormone we have already. So don't make the ovaries stimulate. Don't stimulate the ovary. Trouble is that a woman swallows the pill in the morning. Unlike the gland, which puts out 24 hours, the pill comes in the morning. So during the day, the hormone level drops. Menstruation is caused by a dropping hormone level. Until the ovarian inside, the endometrium, is atrophied. A woman who's on the pill for a year, if you take out a little tissue from the inside and compare it to the tissue of a zucchino of a woman postmenopausal, they look the same. It really clamps down on there and looks just like a woman who stopped menstruating. It takes a while for it to happen. And during that, therefore, there's a kumle that comes when she's on the pill. There's a kumle that comes on while she's going on the pill. Meaning, the first few months, she has to make a decent plate of passion. That's how we pass. My share that Saul had a kumle, and he felt that a woman on the pill, the first month, she has to take a dika every day. Because of the statistics that 60% of women see what the medical profession calls inconsequential spotting, and there's no medical significance. Has no medical significance, only five colors, so it has a great halachic significance. So he held the attitude that the first one she should make a bika daily, that she goes on the pill, right? Make sure that she's not a soul about it. Most likely, it makes sense. Does
that apply to any form of medication?
No, I don't guess. Just put my pill. Hey, idea. No. Not a medication.
No, any kind of hormone.
Depends on hormone. Yeah, woman that's taking progesterone usually doesn't do what the estrogen does. That's a medical charges. Yeah. The mini pill, which is better and worse. But the women have their own idea. Also, each one responds the way they respond. There's so much variability in the human organism. So I told you, all drugs are made for the average man, average woman. And I told you, the average man has 1.98 legs. And one dose. That one dose may fit one woman. But a lot of women will take it, and therefore it is variable. That's why she held admitted me for the first one, the whole yom. Okay. I want to talk a little bit earlier when I go up to the Ebersaw. A small window of opportunity. So I only see Rabbi Lamb from 10:30 to 11:30. After that, he changes to a pumpkin or something like that. So it disappears. Let's try to continue this way. I have to remember, I will not be in this session for Monday. For Monday, I have to enter. I'll be in the Exosol. I'm coming back Wednesday morning. Since I'm totally the Das Akeda in the airlines, if anything should interfere with my being able to get back Wednesday morning, I'll call in. I always call in to the office, and in case I'm delayed, we put in this morning, I call it Avi. Yeah, or I'll call Avi or Seth. I carry their numbers with me so that the people will know where we're up to. But supposed to arrive early in the morning, it shouldn't be any problem. Hey, good job. See you.